Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. I'm not doing this with a script, so here we go. If this is a thing I record about once a week, try to do it once a week, to keep people who know me updated about what is happening for me sort of artistically and a little bit otherwise. So, hey, if you know me and you want to listen to this, that's great. If you don't, that's also fine. Don't feel any guilt if you're bored and you just want to switch it off. If you don't know me, how did you find this? But hey, whatever. It's okay. Nothing's secret in here. Otherwise, I wouldn't be publishing it on the public internet. I would suggest not listening to all of these. Don't be a completist on this. Don't listen to every single update I've recorded. It would be boring. I suggest checking out updates 1, 2, and 52. Those will bring you sort of up to date on everything that's happened since about the year 2003 until the beginning of this year. And that's it. So I'm recording this without a script. I just have plunked down in front of the computer. Well, I was plunked down in front of the computer already, and I decided, hey, it's Friday. Let me record this, and I will no longer be a week behind in these updates. Updates this week, pretty easy. Updates this week are pretty easy. No updates, really. The biggest things that have happened there. I've mostly been working on this is not art, but it's essential to art. I've been doing finance stuff. I've been tallying my receipts that I haven't really touched since, I don't know, about April. My personal ones, because also there's overlap with YTG, because YTG doesn't have its own bank account or anything. It does have its own bank account. It's complicated. But basically, I pay YTG expenses, and then YTG needs to reimburse me, which it usually doesn't have the money to do. So I have to separate those out from my personal finances. And to do that, I've got to go through sort of everything, got to go through credit card bills. So I'm doing that. And as I said on Monday, I applied last week to Prairie Theater Exchange for their open artistic director position. I'm writing a second cover letter that I'm finishing and sending off, I hope, today for Theater Orangeville, which I also am very interested in. What both these theaters have in common is they're not massive organizations. Theater Orangeville in particular is still quite hands-on. The artistic director is expected to direct a couple of productions a year. And but both of them are very sort of forward-looking. They have strategic directions. They prioritize diversity and inclusion, and they both have the sort of idea that the Theater Orangeville has expressed explicitly on their website about their educational programs, that theater is for everyone. And they're very, very, very aligned with my own values. And I actually think in these two cases, I could bring something very valuable to them in terms of my experience and my international connections and my ideas about how technology can be used to enhance theatrical experiences, but also international collaborations without burning a lot of jet fuel. So, I've done that. What does that mean? What does that mean for the rest of my life? Doesn't mean anything right now because I haven't even got interviews. So I will update you if I get interviews from either of those two things. And and then if I get one of those jobs, we'll have a little heart-to-heart about stuff. But yeah, that's sort of the big update. I'm supposed to have an intern in this week helping me edit the Oblique performance video, but she didn't show up on Tuesday, and I don't even have not even an email from her today. She was supposed to be here 90 minutes ago. This is sort of par for the course with her, so I don't think she's going to show up, but you know, it's not paid labor, so I'm not complaining. Just I won't be waiting around. Put it this way, I will not be changing plans next week to accommodate her schedule because she's now proven that she just doesn't show up. So whatever, I wish her well. Nothing she was going to work on was critical. The, you know, main production period is done. She missed all of that. And yeah. Yeah. There's no hard feelings, just a bit of a shrug. So, yeah, I think that's actually it. I don't think I have anything else to say. I got to start working on the Yesterday project. Oh, I have to send that script to Anna. I haven't done that yet. I got to send the script for Yesterday to Anna, the sound designer, so that she can start thinking about it. So I will do that when I finish recording this, which I have done. So, sorry it's such a short update, or maybe, lucky you, it's a short update. Yeah, and I will be back on schedule from next week. Andrew out.